morning. It's a pleasure to introduce Cody Latimer, from wide receiver from Indiana. And if there was ever a guy that was meant to be a Bronco, it was Cody, because he had those shoes and this shirt, and his bag in New York came straight here. So you know he was meant to be a Bronco. But a guy that, as you can tell, great size, great demeanor, and that's going to be a tremendous help and bring great competition to the wide receiver spot, and plan on him being doing great things for us. So without further ado, Cody Latimer.
Hey, Cody. John Elway talked yesterday about how you were the best blocking wide receiver in the draft. I just wanted to ask you about your philosophy and how you use your physical size and your aggression to your advantage in the run game and how that helps you.
I mean, that, at Indiana, that was, you know, an emphasis we stuck on. It's called dominating perimeter, you know. We were nice-sized receivers, you know, so we had to use our size to our advantage. You know, corners to try to press you, and I mean, I got all this strength, you know, why not use it? So, you know, the aggression just comes naturally. You know, you want to dominate corners. You know, guys, you know, that's smaller than you. And then, you know, with my little basketball history background, playing in the post against 6'8", 6'10", guys, you know, made me even more physical, you know, being able to handle that. So once I go up against a smaller corner, it makes it much easier for me.
John introduced the idea. Are you a big fan of the color orange? Why would you have had that in your luggage?
Oh, the crazy part is I had this suit actually in high school. I had it for one of my proms I went to in high school. So, yeah, and then it was just something that just really told me to bring it. So I took it to New York with me, and then and it just happened to be, you know, worked out perfectly. So. Oh, no, I had a different outfit last night. I was more of a casual dress down outfit last night, so this was just in my bag.
Cody, I know you were a basketball guy in high school a bit. When did you really kind of realize that football could be your career in the NFL?
I mean, once, you know, my first year playing football, my junior year of high school, you know, I had a great year, like almost 1,000 yards and then all these touchdowns and things, and was doing a good job on a small team that, you know, had 14 players and we literally never got off the field. So just all that time spent on the field and then, you know, getting more looks in football, I thought that was a better opportunity. I felt I was better at that sport because I played, you know, big man in high school. I went to a small high school. So once you go to college, you know, I would have to play guard or something, and that would have been a hard, you know, conversion for me. So just, you know, I started getting more looks in football and just felt that it was the better way for me. You know, I had like a couple offers in basketball, a couple of D1 offers, but they weren't, you know, major big schools. And, you know, football, I just felt, you know, my heart was the way to go. You know, I fell in love with it because, you know, I was doing it every day, you know, practicing with 9 guys against coaches and stuff. So it has actually just been my life since my junior year of high school.
How excited are you to join a receiving corps that already has guys like Demaryius Thomas and Wes Welker, Emmanuel Sanders?
I mean, I'm very excited. You know, I can learn a lot from these guys. You know, Thomas, Welker, you know, Sanders coming in. And just, you know, I got a, you know, a great quarterback that's going to put the ball there. I can learn a lot from him. And it makes it not so much of a rush for me. You know, I'm here to get on the field, but it's not much of a rush. I can learn from them. And I ain't like I have to get pushed into, you know, to the system too early. I can sit there back and learn off of them. And, you know, I'm going to get on the field when I can. You know, special teams or wherever I got to play on the field. But like I said, it makes it easier for me having to catch on to the offense. You know, it's not as much of a rush. And, you know, like I said, I can learn a lot from them.
Yeah, receivers, no matter how good, tend to struggle a little bit as rookies. Have you looked into that, why the jump from college to the NFL is so tough on receivers and some of the challenges you're going to have here in year one?
No, I haven't really looked at that. You know, I've been, like my coach taught me, I've been keeping my porch clean. I've been just worried about myself and, what, you know, just contemplating what I'm going to be doing once I get here. You know, I'm doing a lot of film study. You know, I got to learn what's open, you know, learn reading the defense and things like that. So just the biggest part is going to be after you get off the line off press, I mean, that's a little separation. I mean, it should be the easy part. You just got to get off that press and beat the press, and you shouldn't have a problem. So I'm not looking forward to coming here getting, you know, having trouble with my rookie year. You know, I'm going to work my butt off every day, and I'm here to help the team win.
Hey, Hey, Cody, Peyton Manning has a long history of really demanding a lot from his receivers intellectually and in terms of film study. Mm-hmm. What do you know about him just from a distance watching him and his reputation?
I know that, like you said, he demands a lot. He takes control of his team. He wants to win. I mean, he wants his guys to know what they're doing, obviously, so he can trust you. You know, wherever you put the ball, he know that you're going to be at the spot to get it. So, you know, I plan on coming here and living under him. That's what I'm, you know, every day I want to make sure I know what he knows, you know, and he's going to help me become a better receiver, and I'm going to do what I can to help this organization win.
Hey, how do you feel about competing in practice against a defensive back you played against in the Big Ten in Roby?
It's exciting, you know. I mean, it's a great cornerback, and they're going to do it, but make us both better. You know, we're going at it head-to-head every day instead of at a game, you know. Give us more of a chance to actually go against each other, too. You know, like I said, he's a great cornerback, and when they played us, it was more like of an off coverage. So it should be interesting, you know, him being in my face all day, every day. We're going to make each other better.
Indiana is obviously known as a basketball school. When you go there, did you still feel in your mind, if I do what I'm capable of, I can still get to this point? It's still Big Ten, certainly,
right,
competition, but it's seen as a basketball school, at least nationally.
You know, that wasn't really my main focus. I went in there, I committed under Coach Lynch, who was the great coach, you know, great coaching staff, and Coach Wilson came in, and like you said, it was known for as a basketball school, and I was going in there to help set a foundation to make it a football school. You know, I was going in there to help them win, which we did. We changed the program around. We started off with 1-11, and every year we gradually got better. So it was just great to be there and set that foundation. You know, it was more of wanting to take them to bowl games and get us a championship. It wasn't more about, you know, I knew this, you know, position would eventually come, but it wasn't a rush into it. You know, I was trying, like I said, set the foundation, get acquainted with college, and get myself together and get the team winning.
I know you came straight from New York. How's the past 24 hours been from you?
Very long, but, you know, it was, like I've been saying, it was worth the wait. You know, all this was like, everything happens for a reason, you know. You know, I sat around the green room for a while, and like I said, it was worth the wait. I was excited to get that call, and I'm here. I mean, it was, you know, I barely got any sleep last night. I was so excited, you know. This is a great program to be a part of.